seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Approval of the minutes of the April 21st, 2015 annual town meeting.
Would you like me to read them?
Yes, please.
April 21, 2015. The annual town meeting was called to order at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, April 21st, 2015, by Chairman Matt Gaulke. Supervisors Ginger Shawanabek and Chris Mayer were present, as were Treasurer Irene Messenger and Clerk Nancy Edwards. Others present, Tom Wagner, Michael Strasburg from the Lakeland Times, Eric Johnson, FYI News, Kay Hoff, Mel Hoff, Terry Shaw, Dee Dee Hansen, Bob Hansen, Jim Sommerfeld, Bill McCutcheon, Todd Rockwell, Annie Chartier, Frances Chartier, Colette Welch, Harold Jackson, and Sue Shapiro. This meeting properly noticed is required by law. Motion by Mrs. Shawanabek, seconded by Mr. Mayer to approve the agenda. Motion carried. The clerk read the minutes of the April 15th, 2014 annual town meeting. Motion by Mr. Mayer, seconded by Mrs. Shawanabek to approve the minutes as read. The motion carried. Chairman Gaulke read the 2014 financial results. Mr. Gaulke asked if there were any questions. A few questions were raised regarding legal costs and utilities. The legal cost was referring to the amount of money spent for the review of the Bear River plant. Mr. Gaulke stated he had talked to the attorney and to date he has about $200 in fees for the review, but it was not yet complete. The other legal costs have a lot to do with zoning. Regarding utility costs for 2014 were up. Propane and fuel charges and electric were high. The fire and ambulance fuel charges also increased because of the 2014 fuel costs. The fire and ambulance departments have a lot of vehicles to keep going. Training costs for the personnel were down mainly because training classes in the area are not currently widely available. The town is very supportive in any training that is needed. A few questions were answered regarding grants and what subsidies are and how tax settlements work with the county. The financial notes on the last page were intended to be a summary of information for the electors. Specific line items can be obtained at any time from the clerk or treasurer. Chairman Gaulke asked if there were any other questions. Hearing none, he asked for a motion to adjourn to 2015 Lac des Flambeaux annual town meeting at 3:30. Motion by Jim Sommerfeld, seconded by Annie Chartier to adjourn the annual town meeting. Motion carried. Respectfully submitted, Nancy Edwards, town clerk.
You heard the minutes of the 2014. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of 2014. All those in favor?
Aye.
Third, 13th. Excuse me.
Oh.
14.
14 in
14. Don't mess me up. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. They're 15. 2015. Now I'm messed up.
Last year.
I'm sorry, I'm too picky.
All right. We'll proceed with item number six, review of the 2015 budget. There's copies of it up there. I'll go through the totals in the areas budgeted versus actual. If there's any questions, we'll feel free to ask. Revenues was 732 taxes. Do you want me to go through every item or just the grand totals on the, at least on the revenue ends of things?
Okay. I'm just going to the bottom.
Budgeted 2015, $1,173,021. Actual, $1,238,649. General government, 2015 budgeted $206,752, actual $198,256. Fire department budgeted $75,500, actual $44,474. Ambulance department budgeted $91,350. Actual $74,868. Roads department budgeted $439,010. actual 447,405. Roads, winter, 31,000. Budgeted actual 17,937. Transfer station, 66,090, budgeted actual 61,786. Debt reduction, we have none. Recreation development, budgeted 28,416, actual 28,159. Conservation, 26,000, actual 9,236. Subsidies, budgeted 43,603, actual 40,387. Insurance and benefits, budgeted 165,300, actual 166,16. Grand totals budgeted of $1,173,021, actual $1,088,524. And on the last page, you can see our account balances and the property tax collected, along with grant.
In December.
In December, and grant funds received. Jim?
Let's start with the last page there. Of those four grants that we received, I only see a line item for the first one in the budget.
The DNR grant?
Well, that's the only one I see, I can actually pick out, because there's a line item. The other three, I don't see where they go or what they're buried in.
Ambulance fund.
Yeah.
And the forest fire protection grant.
Typically, you don't budget grants.
But how do we keep track of it?
Because you're never sure that you're going to get it or not. The Lakes Committee grant, we had been informed by the DNR that we would be getting that the following year, so that was budgeted. But the others typically are not, because we don't know how much we might get or if we're going to get it. So they're not budgeted, they're just recorded in our.
And the fire chief prepares them. The fire chief prepares the grant for the ambulance.
It's not rolled into any of these numbers?
No. Because you can't budget grant money, because like Ginger said, you don't know if you're going to get it. All of a sudden, the government shuts down and says, you're not getting any money.
Oh, I understand. But once we get it, when did we get those? Last year sometime? Was it in time to go into our 2016 proposed budget to use?
No, it went into this.
It goes into 2015.
It's put into the bank account.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when you get it.
And the WPS grant, that pinpoint for light fixtures?
For the ambulance or fire.
Fire protection grant, forest fire, that's used for miscellaneous equipment that's purchased, such as shovels and rakes, and I think we use the majority of it on like turnout gear, new fatigues for cooling.
Foam, sometimes foam.
Foam, correct. And most of that money is spent right back to the state of Wisconsin at the DNR, right in Tomahawk.
Yep.
Plus a whole lot more.
Jim?
Next question, in the last 2 years, thank God we've had a surplus.
Yes.
Where does that get rolled into?
That goes into an account, it's a separate.
Right, our balance at the end of the year is on that last page. So that part is not used for the next year's budget, it's not a budgeting thing.
No, it's.
It's not part of the budget.
Well, 2014, we had a $65,000 surplus and $150,000 in 2015.
Correct, and I think last year we talked about this too, that money then we keep holding.
In the general fund.
In the general fund, but then we're marking it for, because we know that Tom, fire chief, has been talking about a fire department expansion off the back of the building.
Environmental study.
Yeah, the environmental study, that, you know, things that come up unexpectedly.
Some of it was for the new voting machines.
Yeah.
It's earmarked, but it's part of the general fund.
But I would also, and I think we've had discussions, just not at a committee level, as I think we would be proper in actually creating a line item and putting that monies in there. And have it designated.
It's not a budget item.
Well, it's not a budget item, and you have those funds in CDs, correct?
Some of it in CDs and some of it in the general checking account.
Yes. So, yeah, that money we, at least over the years, the board had intended on using for, say, the fire department expansion again, so we don't have to borrow money.
Right, that's good, Dan.
It only makes sense. And why pay interest when you don't need to?
Absolutely.
And I think this board has been very good at not just frivolously spending money because you have it, let's spend it.
It's like the airport commission, which I'm a part of. We have a little, somewhere in the neighborhood of $200,000 that is not part of the airport's budget, but it's money that is set aside there that has been accumulating over the past couple of years that is either from the FAA or from budget surplus that is set aside to be used as we need to for a major project that gets approved by the town boards who own the airport. So any major expenditure that is not budgeted for would be typically brought up at a town board meeting and there would be input from the public. So it's not like this money is going to get used for stuff that you never know about.
I understand. I think this was talked about last year that the general fund was.
The year before, too.
Yeah, was like $300,000, which is like the 25% of your annual budget. What is it currently, you know, Nancy? The general fund?
Well, if we get into a building project with the fire station.
But I mean, the WTA recommends 5 to 10% into the general fund.
Your biggest concern is cleaning up if there's any contamination that shows up.
We don't know what's going to happen.
I understand, yeah.
And also the blue.
Salt shed.
Salt shed, yeah.
Salt shed. It's going to be a lot.
Yeah, so, you know, the environmental practices of the town over the years, you know, we need to make sure that those are cleaned up and taken care of and handled properly.
It would be a great reach to sort of recognize it as a slush fund because it's not. Where we're at is we know we have some pretty big expenditures here. And I think it's really important, and I think how we're positioning ourselves is to be able to handle it without being delinquent with some other project or something else that's going on within the town.
Or a large increase in the property tax.
And I know to discuss about going and possibly bonding or financing would be a, that would be something that I think would be a really tough thing for this board to do, especially after so many years of not bonding. I think that is kind of where the town sits with that. So as far as it being designated, I think there's multiple projects that need attention and it will be spent with a lot of respect to, yes, it is taxpayer dollars, and you referred off what the percentage of it is, but things are quite expensive when you start building buildings and pouring, you know, laying asphalt. And I think the biggest concern right now to get out of the way before we go talk about a fire department is what is it going to take to make sure this property checks out with a clean bill of health? And I see we're making progress with it today. I see cement blocks coming down, so.
So you're saying that any, can I say this so it comes out right? Annually, any revenues that exceed expenditures in the budget.
Are carried over.
Gets rolled over into this other fund.
Yeah, it's into separate accounts which the treasurer, you know, handles, and it will be in CDs or, like she said, in the general fund. But it's accounted for, so we know exactly what we've accumulated over the years.
So if I'm reading, the handout correctly, we have.
Should be $84,497 should be left over from 2015.
2015, yes.
Which is in the general fund.
It's part of this $342,000.
Exactly, exactly. That was the balance that we had in the general fund at the end of the year before the new budget was even applied.
But if you have an actual of $1,238 in revenues, and you have an actual, if I'm reading this right, an expenditures of $1,088, that's $150,000 roughly, correct?
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, you, correct. Yeah, because if you yeah, you subtract that 1088 from 173. That gives you what our leftover from 2015 is.
Okay, so you're taking 15 budgeted as far as revenues, and then 15 actual as far as expenditures.
Well, your 15 budgeted is the same 170, on your revenues.
Is the 173, but wouldn't you go by the actual revenue of 238 and subtract?
Yeah.
Correct.
So that's 100. So I'm back to my 150 number again.
You're right. I was looking at the wrong column.
Matthew.
I know. Cut me some slack. Yes, you're right.
So that 150 is now into this that Irene controls.
That Irene has, yeah. And that we would use for...
basically, our bonding.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bond ourselves.
We bond ourselves for you know, the purposes of the environmental cleanup, sand salt shed, which we'll need. And, you know, all these things will be, as they come up and the projects come up and the costs become available to us, then they'll be brought up before the board at a board meeting so that everybody can see what they are, hear what they are, and have their input.
Generally, we'll get proposals, and that proposal will be on the agenda, and then we'll...
You know. And 150 is in the 342.
Yes.
Thank you.
So some of the previous surplus funds that were in that general fund were spent last year.
Sure.
On certain projects.
Yep. And the year before, and the year before.
Yeah, exactly.
So you would expect that the...
It fluctuates.
New trucks and new ambulances, and so when you go and buy
We spent some money on the environmental stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's neat because you don't have to budget for it.
We're not wasting it. It's on big projects. Yeah.
Right.
So as long as it got brought up, what's happening in the back?
Well, they did the environmental assessment. They did the test wells. Haven't gotten the results back. They told me we'd probably get them back around the end of April, maybe the 1st of May. Their initial, at least what he said to me on site, was he goes, everything looks good, but you have to wait for the actual test to know. And then once we get those, they're going to forward those on directly to the tribe, too, so that they have them.
Is that in relation to the salt you're referring
to? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a plus, though? Also, because the town has got sewer and water in it, and not septic systems and wells.
But you still want to make sure that the ground.
I understand that.
But yeah, we are on city water and sewer here, it's the water system owned by the tribe. So.
But we really are not very far from their well. The well that runs this tower out here is not that far away.
Well, you know, Boulder went through that.
Yeah,
I understand it.
And so we just want.
But they were all wells too.
Lyles County went through it. Lyles County went through it.
Right.
We have two. Lyles County have two situations. They have one in Arborvitae and then Boulder Junction. Yeah, but I'm just saying we don't know exactly what standard, because we don't own their sanitary department. So that just because they have city water doesn't mean that we don't have to restore it to a level that exceeds if they were to want to put a well here.
Well, they didn't do that in Boulder.
Well, it's a little different in Lackawanna than it is in Boulder Junction.
This is true.
So
part of that was on land that's leased from the tribe, so the tribe actually owns it, so they have the final say in
making sure
the extent to which it needs to be remediated.
Okay.
If it does.
Jim?
If I can ask for a correction on this document, I think there's room, because you did that on the proposed 216. Add a 216 proposed column over here so we can compare what's coming up.
That's at the budget hearing in November.
In November we'll be doing
these
that.
These are,
I understand, I saw that.
Specified by the state as to what needs to be.
This is what the state tells
displayed.
Us we have to do.
But we could add 2016.
We don't know what that's going to be. We have
you
no
could
idea.
Bring your November paper that you got last November with you, and it would be right on there.
You don't know what
this
the 2016
deals with last year entirely.
You don't know what the 2016 proposed is.
Sure, I'm thinking 17. I'm just
yeah.
Yeah, we do, from what?
From the November meeting.
From the budget here.
With the annual meeting, the state tells us this is what, this is how we have to report.
Now, we do have, we can get you a copy of the 2016 budget.
We got the 2016 budget back there.
Yeah, I understand that, I mean, just have it in one place.
But as far as putting it on this form, that isn't what we're doing today.
Yeah.
The information is here for you, we can get that for you. It's just, it's not part of what this process is today.
This is just meant to give you a picture of last year's finances. Nothing about this year, nothing about the year before, it's last year's.
Yeah, this isn't a budget meeting, this is a financial meeting, seeing what the, how the town operated and where money was spent for 2015.
Yeah, I've got another question then. Transfer station fees, I see they've been going up. Is that since they went from the fee increase from $2 to $4 a bag? Or that's always so much higher, or is that a different reason? Your budget amount's been $35,000 for the last 2 years.
Is that collected fees, or is that?
Yeah, and you've exceeded that by a considerable amount.
It is revenue, that's revenue. Okay.
So was it 3 years ago they went from $2 to $4?
The budget's $35,000, it was $53,000.
Yeah, he must.
$49,000? That's because of the price increase.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
And people are having to pay for, what do they pay for now, metals?
No.
No. Now they pay for metals.
Now they pay for metals. We, last summer, we stopped had charging for metals because the metal market was decent.
Booming, yeah.
And now the metal market.
Now it costs us money to get rid of it.
Costs us money to get rid of it, so we're now charging for metals. But yes, that's fees, people bringing it in, and then they're just, they're using our transfer station, as you can see through the running figures, a lot more. But now, these are revenue ends.
Right.
We're not sure, next year, we might be at $30,000. You know, when we're.
That's something you can't, it's hard to predict.
When we're doing our budget, we try to look at running track records through the years.
Right.
Just because this now says $53,000, I don't think it would be prudent for the board to next year put in $53,000, because it may wind up being $40,000.
Understand.
So, yeah, and then we're in trouble. And so we try to be as conservative as we can with our numbers, revenue numbers, especially the unknown numbers. I would hate to have to sit up here and try to explain to you then why we put $53,000 or $55,000 in there for revenues and say, well, we only got $30,000. Then I gotta tell you, well, apparently people didn't get rid of as much garbage as we thought they would. And then they'd look at me and say, well, bad on you, you can look at your running over the years and see that you shouldn't have done that. So I guess we're trying to be a little bit more conservative with our numbers so that we're honest with ourselves rather than get caught in a mess.
We do the best we can with budgeting, and I would have to say that I doubt if there are too many taxpayers that are unhappy with the way the finances have been handled over the years.
The recycling grant, does that go back to the transfer station, or does that go somewhere else?
That goes to the transfer station.
Oh, so that's part of, that goes into the budget, I mean, their income and revenues.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes?
Under your intergovernment revenue, those last two items on there, what is that SEV and withdrawal, what is that?
Yeah.
Severance and withdrawal is part of the managed forest land program. When people take property out of the managed forest land program early, they have to pay a severance fee and a withdrawal fee, and we get a portion of that. So that's, sometimes it's nothing, and you know, you can't.
Which item is it?
You know, that's another.
Sometimes we won't get any, and other times we get a big bunch.
That's another one where you'll see.
Under revenues, the second section.
Second, intergovernmental revenues, yeah.
The last two.
We put $1,000 in there, because if nobody takes their property out of forest crop in town, that will be zero.
And there has been years.
Yeah, there has been years where it's been zero. And then apparently in 2015, there was large amounts that were taken out of forest crop, and what they need to do then is pay all the back taxes.
Oh, you got it?
Which comes to us.
That was what that lens was, we had to pay a whole bunch of back taxes.
Yeah. It solely comes back to the town, that doesn't go to the county or the schools or anybody else, it just comes to the town.
What is that national forest income? What is that off?
We're not gonna get that anymore.
Pardon?
We're never gonna get that, I just found that out. I just found that out.
They give it to the schools now.
They give it to the schools.
Oh, directly.
Yeah, I just found that out about a month ago.
Does the town have any MFL land like the county does?
No. All of ours is, it's not, it's...
It's exempt?
Yeah, it's exempt from taxes for one thing, so we don't have, we don't pay taxes on town land. We do have cutting...
But do you generate revenue off of timber sales?
Correct.
We are currently...
Yeah, we have cutting plans that we work with the DNR on, though, like you saw by the transfer station, they were logging there this last winter. The DNR, I wanna say 10, 15 years ago, came to us and said, "We'll help you with a cutting plan for any land that the town owns. We'll set up the plan, we'll administer it just as part of their offering to us," which is what that project was out there with the transfer station. They came in, they cruised the timber, they estimated the sales, they got ahold of the loggers. We let the contract, but we take the profits from it. DNR didn't even charge us anything to do it, so...
Years ago, we did the old dump over on that, then we did a different part of the transfer station.
We don't have, the town doesn't have a lot of land. We've got the transfer station, we've got the piece out by F, and we've got a small, I think it's about a 10-acre piece out on Gray's Lane just north of town that was given to us 20 years ago.
Okay.
Jim?
Is there a, does the fire department handle, do they charge back on calls?
Yes.
And where does that income go, how's that recorded?
That goes into their, well, the fire department doesn't.
The ambulance does.
We do charge back if it becomes like a crisis such as a spill, something that would be hazmat, where we'd have to call other agencies in. And there's a state funding on how we charge for each piece of equipment, and then our level of education. And that's all handled through our emergency management government. They would do the billing, and then there would just be a check would come to the Tonto Active Flammable Fire Department at that time. But it's very rare that we would have anything of that nature. Our ambulance is run, and there's the actual company that does all of our billing for us. And then do they do it monthly or quarterly that they would actually disperse the payment? And the payment is dependent upon how well they collect.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's an ACH deposit into the...
Weekly.
Weekly.
Yeah, weekly, an ACH deposit into the Mojarras ambulance account.
Yeah, you know, so we charge for our ambulance runs. They get charged to the individual or to their insurance companies. That's how we bought two new ambulances.
Money comes from?
The ambulance fund that you see on the last page, the $400,000. That's how we bought two new ambulances without having to put it on the, on the tax rolls. That was strictly by the cost of the users. You'll see our ambulance department has a budget. A lot of that is, a lion's share of that budget is for volunteers. We, then, the town pays the volunteers yearly for their ambulance runs that they make, and a lot of them make many runs. Last year, it was over 700 and some runs that we made.
And one more question, is the fire chief and the deputy, are they just part of the volunteer group? They don't get paid?
We all get a stipend. It's a, I don't know how quite it's done. We've kept track of all of our training hours and our actual work hours. And then there is a, I don't know the exact number or how the accounting works.
Tom has papers for every employee, well, I'll say employee, volunteer. And then he breaks down how many hours, and there's a stipend fee for, I think a training is a little different pay than actual on the job, or?
The actual call fee, I think, varies based on the time of day.
It can, he has done that.
Yeah. For ambulance.
Because I know he had to up one of his prices to get people to work more on a night shift, or one of the shifts.
The daytime on the ambulance.
Daytime, wasn't it daytime on the ambulance, yeah.
It's tracked, and then they get reimbursed. It started out being a reimbursement for the wear and tear on their vehicle and clothing. And so that's what it's, what has generated this stipend.
They call it stipend, right. It's so much per call.
How often do they get?
They get paid, now it's once, and we pay them in October.
Yeah, okay, it's always been once a year.
So Tom gets no pay for all the stuff that he does during?
He gets over and above what the volunteers.
But it's not called a salary or wages?
No.
Just the time he works there.
It's part of his volunteer.
So he comes under the volunteer title, group there?
Right, yeah, correct.
Yeah, and with the amount of work that he puts in to that, I'd be surprised if we're paying him 25 cents an hour.
I know.
That's why I was questioning it, is why I see him around a lot doing that, yeah.
It's something that he does for the community, which I think he should be commended for.
Doesn't get nearly enough appreciation for it.
If you want to appreciate him, here he comes.
Yeah.
To his face, I don't know.
I noticed that this year, we have, there isn't such a disparity in the fuel costs between all departments.
Yeah, fuel costs went down compared to last year, yeah.
So we're saying that now, actually, fuel slips have been turned in for when they're getting fuel, is that it, or?
Well, the price of fuel went down so much.
Well, I'm not questioning the cost.
Oh.
I mean, last year, there was like $15,001, and then there was like almost no money in the other one used. I think we maybe recall that question. Where now this year, they're all pretty much the same. So my question is, are we keeping track of where the fuel is actually using? Are we just kind of randomly dividing it amongst all the departments?
We know where the fuel is being used in terms of the road crew versus the ambulance versus the fire department.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
You do know?
We don't have, I don't have the exact gallons. I think that's worked out with Pete and Tom, you know. It's pretty.
There's a ledger every time we get fuel for the fire ambulance. The actual vehicle's number and the amount of fuel and who's putting it in and the date go down on a ledger in the actual fuel shed.
So then, and that's how you arrive at the cost off the ledger, is that correct?
Well, the town buys the fuel.
Yeah, we buy it from Richie and we take the bill and we divide it into.
Then, yeah, it gets divided against each one.
Because they all take from the same tank.
I realize that.
So.
Yeah, it's divided. The road crew gets half, fire department gets.
Oh, you're splitting it half-half yet?
No, half, quarter-quarter.
Half-quarter-quarter.
So, let me ask you this, do you actually record the gallons pumped per division?
Do I? No.
No, not you, do the divisions.
Yeah, if you're putting in a ledger, then.
We mark it down.
They mark it on there.
So then whatever they then use, the remainder is used by the town crew. And I'd have to ask Pete if he's marking in the ledger too.
I don't think so. And the road crew never used.
I didn't think they ever did, but.
We have typically, since I work here, just taken the Richie bill, divided it into one half for the road crew, one-fourth for the fire, one-fourth for the ambulance. That was the easiest way that.
I think that's kind of, maybe easy, but it's kind of a lax way to do it. I think if they have a pump that records a gallons pumped, that's the way they should be recording it in their log.
We can look into having the road crew also fill into a log. I mean, it's simple enough to do.
It just makes your budget a little more accurate.
You wouldn't, because you're going to be always a fill-up behind. But we can keep track of it, as the word, and I think that's what you're getting at, is keeping track of who's using what.
Who's using what, correct.
I think the head foreman's just got another job.
Yep.
Pardon?
I think.
Pete just got another job.
I don't think it's that big a job.
We get a lot of fuel.
I've had a lot more employees than you have got, and they all kept track of their gallons of what they used.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard. It isn't a difficult task.
I know it isn't.
Jim?
I don't know if there's a trend here, but I was just looking at the vehicle equipment repair for last year.
Yep.
Going back to 14, it was a 75% over budget.
Yep.
And last year was 250%.
Yep.
Are our equipment just getting older and?
It's getting older, and actually with that repair, we had a major repair with one of the small plow trucks. We had a major repair with a loader and the motor. And we had a major repair with one of the big patrol trucks. So that's where you see that additional $25,000 or $35,000.
Yeah.
It was with repairs.
And the bucket repair on the loader.
We had a bucket repair on the loader. Actually, I gotta give the crew credit because the end loader bucket needed, it was wore out for the most part. They priced out new ones, which were in the area of, I think it was like $18,000 or some damn thing for one of them. They were able to take it to a guy in Saint Germain who was able to re-weld and fix the bucket, which we're using now, and I think it costs about $2,000.
Yeah.
I will commend him on that because I know other towns run out and buy a new piece of equipment rather than fix it.
I'd rather fix equipment. I mean, we've got a grader sitting back there that's 22 years old. It's in excellent shape. There's no use in getting a new one. The same with the loader. It's in excellent shape, just needs, you know, this year it's going to go in and have some body work done on it and some other pins and bushings and that type of work done. Rather than go and spend $150,000, $175,000 on a loader, I would rather spend $30,000 on it, fix it up, get it to where it's like new, and we can use it for another 5-10 years.
I agree with that, yes.
Is the grader the only, we've got two gravel roads left in town?
We do, yeah, there's only a couple gravel roads. We use a grader though a lot of times in the winter in the heavy snow years.
Oh.
We also use it for shouldering, don't they?
Yeah, and we use it for shouldering, but we use it in the heavy snow years for knocking the banks back. In the past few years though, it's been a little bit less and less because we have outfitted the plow trucks with wings where they're able to do it with those. It's a little faster. Actually, placing the wings on the truck has saved us a lot of money in terms of time and fuel, in that with a lot of the roads we can do one pass in, one pass out, and we're done, versus in the old days with just the front blade, we'd have to do four passes and then come back with the grader to wing them back. We're able to do it pretty quick now, and that's why with a three-man crew, we're able to get, for the most part, all the roads in town done within 8 to 10 hours.
Under your roads general and that, for your road construction, is that not always bid out ahead of time to meet your budget?
No, because we do the budget in October. We typically don't bid our road work until this time of year, April, May, first part of June. We have a roads plan that we try to follow the best we can, but in some cases we'll have a road that'll just completely disintegrate through the winter or because of the spring breakup. 2 years ago it was West Squaw Lake Road. This year we've got Sagasunk, where they really weren't intended to be worked on yet, but they're going to have to be. So those projects get bid out after the budget is done. I guess what the board tries to do is when we do the budget, we'll look at what roads we have, what kind of shape they're in, which ones we think may be needing repair, and then adjust the budget into that. And I try to keep right in around that, as you can see, the $190,000 to $195,000 range to keep up with it.
We had two major culverts go out too.
Yeah, and this last year we had two major culverts go out, which got to be a little pricey, one on Cemetery Road and the other one on East Fence, I think it was. But Cemetery Road, we wound up having to drive sheet piling to block it off in order to replace the culvert so that we didn't have a major washout. So that was a little bit more than what we had anticipated.
In past years, when petroleum costs were more stable, Francis used to be able to pretty closely project what his plans were for the next year's work and approximately how much it would cost based on petroleum costs. But you can't really do that very well anymore because you don't know what it's going to be tomorrow, much less next year.
Somebody would ask, if you would ask a question of what asphalt prices would be last October when we were doing the budget, what they would be this spring, you would have no clue that gas would have gone down to $2 a gallon, $1.70 a gallon. You never would have even bought it. Any other questions? I guess seeing and hearing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Yes.
I have two questions that are not budget related.
Okay.
One is obviously another year has gone and we still don't have anything on that tower as far as any reliable cell service. Is anything going to happen?
Still working on it. Sue might be able to help us a little bit more. She has heard rumblings about an outfit wanting to put a tower up nearby.
On Potts Bay, I think a 100-foot tower. That's all I've heard.
But we're not sure.
That's not going to help.
And we haven't, trust me, we've been trying between, well, myself and the county to find somebody who would want to locate on the one at the transfer station, but a lot of the cell companies don't want to locate on a tower that they don't own. They must have something in their unwritten rules that they don't want to pay leases.
So we can forget about cell phones?
No, I'm not forgetting about it.
Unless we want to drive into Woodruff to use them.
Yeah, and there's go drive by the Woodruff Town Hall, it doesn't
work there either?
No.
You know, if you get a
parking lot at a casino.
I'm way out on Sugar Bush, and that's about as far away from everything as you can get. And we have a signal booster, and I can use my cell phone. In fact, I can use the little MiFi thing that uses a cell signal for my internet. And sometimes I can get 4G on it. So, get a signal booster.
Just get a little closer to town.
Yeah.
I don't have it by me at all.
Well, I can run out on the end of the driveway, and if it does go through, I better say what I'm going to say in 5 seconds or forget it.
Yeah. You're no different than most of us. Yeah. Right.
Second question. And I want to put this as politely as I can. But what is happening with the latest scoop on our ghetto corner on H and 47?
You can handle that one.
It's something will be done with it soon. I mean, within the next month or two.
I mean, there are reports of stuff running around over there that you would not consider to be a household pet. And
we've been in there, and I haven't seen any evidence of that, but. Yeah, something will be done within the next month or two.
You have any idea what? I mean, we're going to rip it.
It'll be cleaned up.
Cleaned up.
But you're not going to tear it down.
I'm not saying, I don't know at this point what we're going to do. It will definitely be cleaned up, though.
Okay.
Ghetto corner.
I said I would try to put it politely.
I wish that the person who made that mess would be responsible for it, but he's not.
Right.
All right. With that, I'd be looking for a motion to adjourn the annual town meeting at 2:45. Or 1:45.
That's from us?
Yeah, that's from you.
Yeah.
Okay, make a motion, we adjourn.
Second? Second? There's been a motion and a second to
Bill.
To adjourn the annual town meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you.